This is Azal on this podcast named The Future is in Our Hands. We are going to talk about the problems that involve social media, especially their impact on teenagers.
My name is Sarah and this is The Future is in Our Hands. Happy to be here. In our class, we did multiple surveys basically showing that almost all teenagers are addicted to their screens. Azal, could you tell me more about the screen time?
More than half of the class are using social media more than 4 hours per day, meaning most of our classmates use them several times a day. This can have a huge impact on their lifestyles because it takes some time off that they could be doing something productive instead, including an impact on their school results. Sarah, which apps are the most used by teens?
Based on the results, Instagram is used just as much as TikTok and the least used application is Facebook.
And at what age do they approximately start using social media?
We can see that more than 90% start using social media between 10 and 13 years old. I want to share some thoughts about teenagers and social media. Many teens use social media for a lot of different reasons, like posting, texting, and scrolling. This means they spend a lot of time on their screens, which can lead to an addiction. Some teens start using social media as young as 9 or 10 years old, which is quite young. Would teenagers care if they couldn't access to social media anymore?
Interestingly, many teens say they wouldn't care if they couldn't access to social media anymore. I believe we should consider not letting kids under 13 use these platforms. Even teens can face issues like cyberbullying and other negative aspects, and it's important to protect younger kids from that.
Also, people would usually only post the good aspects about their lives and not the bad ones, which can lead on comparisons and unrealistic high expectations.
Could you be more explicit about the comparisons?
Absolutely. By saying this, I mean that teenagers often feel insecure when it comes to comparing themselves to others on social media. Many teens compare their lives to the perfect posts they see online.
These images are often edited or staged so they compare themselves to a fake version of reality. When teens feel they have to show a perfect version of themselves on social media, it can create a lot of pressure.
If they don't post anything that looks perfect, they'll probably feel judged, making them think they aren't good enough just the way they are.
Is social media only bad?
Of course, social media isn't all bad. It can be a great way to share charitable causes, create movements, and communicate with friends or even new people. However, we need to stay aware of the dangers of talking to strangers online.
Balancing the good and bad aspects of social media is key to keeping everyone safe. In conclusion, teenagers on social media face a mix of benefits and challenges. While it's over self-expression and connection, it also poses risks like cyberbullying and unrealistic comparisons.
Finding the balance is essential for a positive and healthy experience.
Thank you for listening to us. Have a good day.